Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Thanksgiving Day, our 11th Thanksgiving Day to broadcast live, 11 years in a row, 11 Thanksgivings in a row, I should say. It's actually been just over 10 years. We're in our 11th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, which is not a small feat, I have to be honest with you. If you know what happened to our industry right after I started broadcasting in 97, then you'll know what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm getting to the thankful message here, folks. It's something to some. Don't worry. I'm headed toward thankfulness. But in 1996, there was a law passed called the Telecom Act, Telecom Reform Bill, I think he called it, and of 1996, and it allowed media companies to own more properties in certain markets. And so basically what that was the essence of what it did. And what that allowed companies to do was to consolidate and aggregate a lot of these radio stations across the country and roll them up into public companies, go public, made a lot of money, bought up a lot of companies, and which was great if you were one of the aggregators. Well, I wasn't and never have been. I'm an independent syndicator. I have my own show. This show belongs to me. It's my property. And I'm very thankful for that. But it's been interesting. It's been an interesting situation competing against, living in the same, swimming in the same shark-infested water. Of course, they are the sharks, I guess I should say, of these big companies, these big conglomerates. So I'm thankful for many things. And when I think about the things that had to come together, the people who had to believe in me to make this happen, those are the things I'm thankful for. And I think I'm thinking about your business, your small business. And I want to encourage you to think about some of the things that we all should be thankful for. I used a couple of examples of my own. I'm thankful for the people around me who have supported me, who believe in me, and who've allowed me to be able to believe in them and the team that we put together. I bet you got a team just like that, don't you? I think that we should stop for a moment and be thankful for freedom. And I know that may sound trite and cliche, but you know what? It's not. Freedom is expensive. As you've heard me say before on 4th of July, freedom isn't free. Somebody had to pay for our freedom with their time, their energy, maybe even their life, even today. There are people out there who are putting themselves in harm's way on behalf of you and me. Not only the men and women in our military uniforms, but the men and women in our emergency responder uniforms, the firefighters, the police officers, the paramedics, the nurses, the doctors, the people who keep order, who help us keep order. These are people who run towards danger. When someone dials 911 and you and I are running away, they're running toward that. I'm thankful for those people who help keep this country and much of the world a great place to live. And so I think we don't need to take that for granted. I mean, think about this. In your small business, you wake up in the morning and you go to work and you expect your building to be there. You expect it to be safe. You expect your contents to not be there as you left it the day before. And so there are people who have to work, who have to do their jobs to maintain that order. I'm thankful for the people on whose shoulders you and I stand. The pilgrims that we've talked about in the previous hour and that we celebrate in many ways today. All the people who came after that, the framers of our Constitution, the men and the women who fought in the Revolution, all the people on whose shoulders you and I stand, who gave us what we have. And now you and I are the stewards of this great land, Americans. You and I are the stewards of what we've been given. And history will judge us for how well our stewardship has been. And so I think it's time for us, I think we should all be thankful for that. I'm thankful for an economy that resides in a free nation, a free market economy where you and I can start a business. Today, we can decide to start a business and make it happen before the end of the day. In fact, you could do it within an hour. You can walk into any bank today, maybe even go online. I just never have tried to do that. But you probably can go online and open up a bank account these days. I don't know. But you can open up a bank account in the United States in a few minutes and have a bank checking account, and basically that and a business card and an idea, and maybe if you're doing it on the internet, an internet connection and a computer, you're in business. Now maybe it's not a good business, maybe it's not a great business model, but it's a business nonetheless. It's an opportunity for you to start, a place for you to start. And I think we should never take that for granted. We should be grateful for those things. Other things that I'm grateful for, that I'm thankful for, is the way our marketplace has evolved. It's an exciting time to be a small business owner right now. The technology that we have. When I think about the different pieces of technology that I touch every day, my organization and I touch every day, I think about the power that we've been given through these pieces of this equipment and these applications, this software and the telecommunications connectivity. Right now, I'm connected to my network three different ways, over three different medium, and it's incredible the capability that we have right now, and that's the reason why it's one of the most exciting times to be a small business owner, because you can be a powerful business. You can make things happen today because of technology, because of the structure of our economy today that was not possible 20 years ago. And so when I think about that, and having lived through those years in the marketplace when we didn't have this capability, I certainly appreciate it and am thankful for it. And now you can be too, now that you've thought about it. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about that glass that's only got half water. It's only got half full of water. I'm going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Jim, you are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad to be with you on this Thanksgiving Day, 2007, our 11th consecutive live broadcast of our Thanksgiving Day show. You know, folks, this week millions of families will celebrate one of the most American of all holidays. We're doing it right now. And we call it Thanksgiving, of course, but being thankful is not an American franchise. Thankfulness is a uniquely human trait that manifests only in the species blessed with the ability to be self-aware. There's a kind of irony about thankfulness. I've been blessed with many things, but I'm often so busy enjoying my blessings that I forget to be thankful for them. Ironically, I'm most likely to be thankful for my blessings when I'm actually in danger of losing them. Alas, humans are cursed with another trait unique to us, self-involvement. Perhaps the setbacks in our lives are part of the cosmic plan to not so much punish us as to rein in what might become runaway narcissism. Americans punctuate each year with the Thanksgiving holiday as a way of perpetuating a 386-year-old tradition begun by a ragtag group of our forebears. That first time in 1621, Thanksgiving Day wasn't the proper noun that it became. It was just a day set aside by a few dozen humans who had risked a lot, lost almost everything, were hard by to any number of dangers that could cost them the rest, but felt compelled to be thankful for what they had. So regardless of where you live on planet Earth, I want to recite this list that I mentioned in the last hour. I like talking about this. I like doing this, especially now that I've been told by some of my listeners. I've asked about this over the years. I've talked about this list of thankfulness for years, and I didn't know who the author was, and I said that. Finally, somebody said they thought that it came from Mother Teresa, and I like thinking that it did. And so here it is, folks. Here's some things to think about. Be thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means you have enough to eat. Be thankful for the mess you clean up after a party, because it means you've been surrounded by friends. Be thankful for the taxes you pay, because it means you're employed. Be thankful for that your lawn needs mowing and your windows need fixing, because it means you have a home. Be thankful for your heating bill, because it means you're warm. Be thankful for the laundry, because it means you have clothes to wear. Be thankful for the space that you find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means you can walk. Be thankful for the lady who sings off key behind you in church, because it means you can hear. Be thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning, because it means you're alive. You know, that's the end of that. Of that list. I love that list, and it helps me to put my life in perspective. The things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. I know you are too. And now the last few years I've become thankful for my grandchildren. One of the things that happened this week, we were talking to Nancy Rosanoff earlier, and she introduced us to a new thought on the optimistic, pessimistic thing. You know the old glass half empty, half full debate, right? Optimists think the glass is half full. Pessimists think the glass is half empty. She quoted a guy, I think she said his name was Dr. Thomas Hora, I think was his name. And she said that he said that the intuitive person, and I think the small business owner fits this bill, says, I'm thankful that I have water. Isn't that great? I love that. So next time you see the glass with a half a glass of water in it, with just half filled with water, don't think about whether it's half full or half empty. Just pick it up and be glad you got some water. And see, that's what I think about small business owners. That's what I think about you and me, folks, when we're in our business. I think about how when things are going really tough, when we're having a tough day, and I've seen some rough ones, and I'm sure you have too. I mean, I've had days when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour, let alone the next day. There are still things you can look around and be thankful for. Some things that the ability just to come back to work the next day, the ability to have the energy to deal with the challenge that's in front of you. And as we go to, as we got about a minute to the next break, and after that, by the way, David Dossie is going to be with us. We got some other things we're going to talk about in the second half of the hour. But I want to remind you about a little story that I like to tell. When I was a consultant, my clients would show up every once in a while at my office with a big problem, a huge problem, one that was about to take them down. Now, I remember one particular case. This happened more than once, but one particular case where the guy was complaining, or he was really frightened that he might lose his business, and he was very upset. And he wanted to tell me about it so I could help him. And before he got very far, I said, well, hang on just a second. How are your kids? And he said, what? I said, how are your kids? He said, they're fine. Why? Why would you ask me a question like that when I've got all these problems? And I said, well, all right, take a deep breath and answer me this question. Does anything else really matter? And he sat back in his chair and he slumped just a little bit, took a deep sigh, and he said, you're right. I said, now we can solve your problem. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm thankful for small business owners wherever you are. I'm very proud of you. We'll be right back after these messages with our good friend David Dossie. He's pretty proud of you too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.